Just first off, kind of going back to when the council decided that you would replace Walt upon his retirement, what was your reaction?
I was very happy, scared in the same sense. Chief has big shoes to fill, and I'm born and raised in Hamilton, so I've seen Walter since I was little, all the way up to now where I'm at today.
How did you decide that you wanted to get into law enforcement?
Decided to get into law enforcement as I was in the Marine Corps. Decided that I wanted to come home, be close to my family, and do something for my communities.
Had you ever thought when you first started off of becoming a chief at some point? I mean, some people I've talked to have said, you know what, I don't really want to have into the administration side, but was that a goal of yours?
Yes, it was a goal, but I didn't think it would happen this fast.
How old are you right now?
I'm 36.
What are some of the things that you're doing right now? Obviously, this is not a situation where you're coming right into the vacancy. You've got a little time to work here and get that planning going. What have the last few weeks been like?
The last few weeks have been educational. I've learned a lot talking with Chief. He's been showing me a lot of stuff and a lot of keys, a lot of combinations, a lot of passwords, a lot of day-to-day operations I didn't know existed until I came to the day shift with Chief.
What had you been doing before you started this preparation? Were you? I know Hamilton has a couple of shifts. I believe it's Chief. Is it two other officers, three other?
There's a total of five of us. Okay. We have a day shift and a night shift, and some days of the week we have a mid shift. The night shift guys work 5P to 3A, and that's what I was working prior to coming day shift. So it's a big adjustment being out in the daylight.
In terms of some of your ideas, what are some of your ideas, goals that you're kind of getting ready to go, thinking in your mind as you prepare to take over?
One of my big goals is to get more 21st century. I want to get a webpage started. I'd like to, where people can, you know, leave comments anonymous and see what's going on. And, you know, we can give out information over the internet through Twitter or Facebook or something like that. To, you know, hey, we got a boil order or mass communication, so everybody's aware of what's going on at real time.
It's really that opportunity to take advantage of technology as it continues to advance.
That is correct, and one thing we have in our cars is computers, technology. If the guys or myself can type in something, what's going on at the scene, what we're doing, put it out there, I think it's just going to save a lot of time and people's headaches.
You would think, some people would say, oh, it's a small town, it's a Hamilton, it's not a Quincy, it's not a Burlington, but what is it like to be a police officer, even in a town this size?
We have our ups and downs, we have our crime, but small town, I want to know just about everybody in town. So they see me on the street, they can say, hey, how are you doing? I can ask them how their kids are doing, their wife, mother, dad, brother, and they also feel a little safe knowing, hey, I see the guys, I know the guys, and they're driving by my house. I know I can rely on them, but we do have crime.
It's that idea maybe of community policing.
Correct, yes, and we're big on community policing. I want to get out of the car and talk to people. I want to learn about everybody, and I want to get the other guys involved, especially with the kids. Playing kickball uptown is a big thing, and I've done that. I've, in uniform, went up there and played kickball with them. It's fun for me. I got to act like a kid again, but the kids enjoy it too.
What now happens, and we've got about 6 weeks here until, or no, I guess it'd be about 10 weeks here until Walt steps down and you take over. What now do we continue to do?
Continue just learn the day-to-day operations and talk to the guys of what my goals are, what my ideas are, and my expectations. I'm going to set the bar a little bit higher. Not too high where we can't meet our goals, but I want everybody to succeed. I want everybody to be on the same page. When one looks good, I want us all to look good. We're a team, and I'm going to keep that concept. We're a team, community police.
Would you be looking to add someone to replace you instead of just leaving that vacancy there?
Well, we're not going to replace that vacancy at this time. We'll drop down to four officers.
Okay. And you go to a 2-2?
Correct. We'll go to a 2-2 shift. And it just, right now with the budgets, and we're just we can handle with four officers.
Have you been reaching out to maybe the sheriff's office, to Nauvoo, Warsaw, just kind of even Keokuk, just reaching out to the law enforcement in those communities?
Yeah, I have, and I've sent some emails out to the guys that I've known that, hey, we got a promotion, and Chief's been real good about giving all, as he told him, his important people contact. And they've all reached out to me and said, hey, anything we can do, and that I need the support. It's great to have people email me and say, hey, anything you need, don't be hesitant to call. And I told Chief, I said, I'm going to have a red bat phone on my desk just so I can call him anytime.